I live in New York, and I was in New York for September 11th. You know, as you know, if you were here, it was a really very confusing and upsetting, traumatic. And I remember distinctly the first 72 hours, just that almost childlike, vulnerable feeling of like, what's happening? What's going on? What is going to be happen next week? What is next week going to look like? What do we do? And you have the information. We're just waiting for any voice of authority to tell us what to do. Are we going to be safe? What do we do? And I remember, and I honestly, I think this is the time when I was truly proudest to be American. And I remember turning on the TV and seeing the face of Tom Ridge telling me to go to the Home Depot and get some duct tape and plastic sheeting. And I stood up and I saluted the flag. I had one little tear like the Indian man did. Remember when you threw the wrapper on the ground and the Indian cried? That's what I was like. I was like, yes, you got it. This is the greatest country. And at first I was like, that's a joke, right? That's a funny joke that the government's telling us to lighten things up a little, like, and that's the joke, and then they're gonna go, no, but in all seriousness, this is what you should do. But then that was it, like, duct tape and plastic sheeting, and I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Why don't I just cover my head and get under a school desk? I mean, what the fuck are you telling me? I was incredulous, but then, you know, they explained it. It's like, look, no, you don't just throw up plastic sheeting and duct tape just haphazardly, you know. You really seal off the plastic sheeting, and then it's two layers of duct tape, people. Duh. Let us finish. It's two layers of duct tape, okay? And then what that does is, if you do it really tight and really, like, specifically like they said to do it, then what that does is that prevents nuclear bombs from entering your skin. All right. I'm no scientist. I don't know. You guys got it. I'm sorry for asking. That was silly. No, but I did, I did go to get, my World War III prevention kit that government sanctioned. But the one I got, I wasn't going to get duct tape and plastic sheeting. That's absurd. But I did go and get one, and I got the most expensive one, the premium pack. But it was $4,200. Yeah, fuck you. I think I'm worth it. Thanks. A lot. No, but it's all, like, government approved, you know. There's Tom Ridge's smiling face, thumbs up, ding, you know. It's like a veritable rainbow coalition of colors. What the package is it consists of a zinc lozenge, a nickel, and a wish. And how it works is the zinc lozenge is for your throat, you know, because, you know, a nuclear bomb will fuck up your throat pretty bad. It will, guys, it will. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've woken up and been like, fuck, did a nuclear bomb go off? I can barely swallow. And the nickel is for, because, like, in post-apocalyptic times, a nickel's going to be worth, like, $1,000,000. And a wish is a wish, you know. Oh, and a jet ski. There's a jet ski, too. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. That's what makes it $4,200. Forgot, the jet ski industry contributed heavily to Bush's campaign. So there's also a jet ski in there as well. What is the alert right now? Are we still in apricot, or are we... What are we? Beige. Beige-ish? Seriously, what is it? Orange? They're saying yellow.
Yellow.
Orange? Yellow. Wow. Nobody knows. You know why nobody knows? Because nobody gives a shit. That's why, because it's fucking meaningless. That is why. You know, it's useless information. What are you going to do with that information, you know? Oh, honey, the terrorist alert has been lifted to orange. Oh, what should I do? Well, get the bread out of the oven and let's eat dinner. What? Well, should I get scared? Yes, that's what it's about. It's about getting scared. All right, well, now I'm scared. Now what do I do? Just obey. Obey. That's all you're supposed to do. And look, you know what? I'm really sick of these left-wing kind of conspiracy theory people who are like, hey, isn't it weird how every time there's bad news for the Bush administration, the terror alert goes up, you know? There's over 11 examples of it. And listen, let me tell you something. It's called coincidence, all right? Look it up in the dictionary. It's a coincidence that the terror alert happened to go up after that French report saying that Bush knew about 9/11. And it happened to go up 2 days after they said there was absolutely no link between Osama and Saddam Hussein. And it happened to go up within 36 hours after the mad cow disease and the government might be implicit in it. And it happened to go up literally the day after the report that Halliburton overcharged by $65 million. And it happened to go up when Bush's ratings plummet. It's called coincidence. Fucking hippie freak. Oh, these fucking guys out there on their computers compiling cold, hard, irrefutable facts. Fuck those assholes. Yeah, I'll see you at Burning Man, you hippie. It is. That's great. Every time. In fact, the next time the terror alert goes up and you haven't been reading the papers, go back 2 days and see what's buried on page A24, because that's where the shit is. You know, just bad shit, raise the alert. You know, I'm sure there's a guy in the White House. They've given him his own room. That's all. That's his job. Is just hang out, eat sandwiches, play PlayStation 2, and just when some bad news comes down, like, oh, yeah, flip that thing. Derek, flip it to orange. Yeah. Wait, hang on a second. What's that? Oh, shit, really? All right, the president just killed and ate a Jewish baby. Better flip. You know what? Fucking juice that thing to red. This is not going to look good. Democrats are going to have a field day with this one. I don't know how Rove is going to spin his way out of this. Wow. Why did he do it? Well, he just said he wanted to. That is, like, there's not... That's the only evil, crazy thing for Bush, you know, to do that's left. I mean, he must be getting bored. He must be, like, trying to figure out devise all these ways to get attention. Like, when is anybody gonna notice all the terrible shit I'm doing? What do I have to do? Am I made of fucking Teflon? Jesus. Here, watch this. Hey, Jaime, smile for the cameras.
That's good Jew, baby heart. Yeah.
What are you gonna do, Grandma? We're at war. What are you gonna do? Vote for Kucinich? Ha ha!
Bring me another Jew, baby.
I'm invincible.